Coach, what that tribute with your former players mean after winning 500?
It's pretty special. It means an awful lot to me. That's the reason that we do what we do, and then, you know, it just brings back a lot of great memories. So, you know, I think that anytime you get a benchmark win, it's time for reflection, and all the players that have impacted you as a coach and the coaches that have impacted you, and, you know, it's certainly nice of all those guys to have something to say after that. It means an awful lot, and they sure mean a lot to me personally.
On the mound, some veterans really went to work here on a Friday. Can you just take us through what you got from your pitcher?
Overall, I don't think we could have played any better. And it, like you said, it started on the mound, just had a veteran performance out of each and every one of those guys. Steven got us off to a great start, was magnificent. And obviously, Kaylor Chafin and Kaysen Sherrod were perfect out of the bullpen. Just competed really well, played great defense behind them. Offensively, we did a marvelous job. I mean, all the way around in every facet. Really proud of the job we did tonight.
Were you looking to have Kaylor out there for about 40 pitches?
Yeah, I mean, that's the move we needed to make off of Steven. He got us close to 90 and, you know, did his job, got us deep into the sixth inning, and Kaylor got us off the field against Vargas, and just a nice job.
Did you have a chuckle at any one particular guy up there that
Probably Kyle Colligan. I mean, all those guys mean the world to all of us, but Kyle Colligan, and, you know, now that he's got a diesel truck and a fifth wheel and a lot of horses.
What about some new guys out there? Hellman looked good, got a couple of hits. Frizzell got a couple of hits, put one on both fields, I think.
Yeah, and DeLoach played great for us tonight as well. All in all, couldn't have asked for a better job. Aaron Walters had a great at-bat for us, his second at-bat, and good players.
Braden looked pretty comfortable at short. Made some little plays on the run, barehanded plays.
Yeah, a big play to get us off field, and Braden's our leader and our heartbeat, very vocal out there on the dirt, and has done a nice job for us at shortstop. It's a big win.
Will Mink say at the end be what you're telling these guys?
Well, sir,
501 now.
That's exactly what we said. You know, as good as we play tonight, it doesn't mean anything about tomorrow. We got to come out and play well tomorrow. And certainly, Rhode Island's a very well coached team and very well prepared. And, you know, we had our hands full tonight.
Being able to get to Wilson the way that you did, and just being patient, I guess, being able to drive him out of the game pretty early.
Yeah, we stripped him down early. I mean, he took 80 pitches from him through four, and were able to get to the bullpen. But the guy they went to did a nice job bridging the gap, and giving them a hold and giving them a chance to at least have an opportunity to make a run.
Coach, what did you see out of Logan Foster's approach? He used some deep counts and getting to all the other
He's players. Growing up. I mean, more and more college at-bats under his belt, and is able to lay off some tough pitches and, like you said, foul some off and stay in the fight and come up with some big hits once mistakes made.
Is that the best thing about the offense tonight, was the amount of pitches they took out of a really good pitcher to get to their bullpen?
I think it was. I mean, it was kind of the difference in the game. And, you know, certainly had some opportunities to really blow the game open, but we didn't do that. But we had a lot of opportunities, and that says a lot about the first game of the year.